Can HGH be used for bodybuilding? If you are looking for human growth hormone explicitly for the purposes of performance enhancement or bodybuilding, we regret to inform you that it is illegal to use growth hormone for these purposes. In spite of its illegality, there are thousands upon thousands across America that are buying HGH injections for bodybuilding on the black market. Growth hormone continues to be popular among actors and athletes for biological enhancement. Circumventing the legal processes for getting human growth hormone is not safe and potentially dangerous. Before utilizing HGH, it is vitally important to visit a doctor and undergo the preliminary testing necessary to prove a legitimate need for the treatment. This analysis will provide both doctor and patient with the patient's underlying hormone balance, including IGF-1 levels. If you attempt to take your health into your own hands, there is a real chance you will hurt your body in irreversible ways. We implore you never to purchase human growth hormone on the web from sources that sell the product illegally. Human growth hormone injections in bodybuilding. Even though HGH is illegal for bodybuilding purposes, we can still study these users in order to learn more about what HGH injections are really capable of. Human growth hormone is a polypeptide hormone with a complex history. It releases impulses from tiny organs in the anterior of the pituitary, known as somatotrophs, and is integrally vital in order to promote the proper rehabilitation, development, and growth of the muscles after physical activity. What makes human growth hormone so appealing to bodybuilders? Many weight room aficionados believe that human growth hormone is capable of many benefits, including enhanced retention of minerals, including phosphorus, potassium, sodium, and nitrogen, enhanced cartilage synthesis, boosted cartilage production, improved circulation of amino acids and glucose, increased fat burning power, improved intracellular transport of nutrients, enhanced availability to distribute and utilize fatty acids, and significantly improved protein building for the more than 700 muscles of the human body. HGH and recovery time. Mark Cuban is conducting research in 2014. A research program is being conducted by Mark Cuban to determine the benefits of recovery and rehabilitation with HGH injections, though the results have not been published as of this writing. Though using HGH injection for bodybuilders is illegal, there is a black market underworld of people using HGH for everything you can imagine. In this illicit world, many bodybuilders have reported excellent recovery time when using a regime of growth hormone injections and exercising intensely. Some bodybuilders are doing insane doses of injectable HGH, 2, 4, 6, or even 8 IUs in one day. While some specialist doctors would never suggest going above 2 IUs, considering that the upper limit is no more than 5 times a week with 2 weeks off. Most physicians tend to prescribe low optimal doses based on one's IGF-1 level, attempting to get them around 250, more or less. HGH is very popular among bodybuilders and professional athletes because it significantly improves muscle strength and endurance. HGH also helps increase the metabolism, promote fat burning, improve the regeneration of muscles, bones, ligaments, joints, skin, brain cells, and organs. HGH is a bodybuilder's dream, but the FDA has not approved it for these reasons, so we are unable to provide treatment for you with HGH or testosterone if you are intending to use it for these unapproved purposes. Our clinic is more concerned with working with average people who are not professional athletes. We seek to work with people who have a genuine clinical need and have no other motives than to balance their hormone levels and regain their quality of life. Adult-onset growth hormone deficiency is a serious problem for millions of American men and women, and we work only within the guidelines of the law to provide legal bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. The controversy of human growth hormone for athletes. Since the 1980s, the United States Congress has been aware of the controversy of human growth hormone as a result of the amateur and professional athletes that have used HGH to get an edge over their competition. A large number of athletes have been suspended or kicked out of their sport for alleged or proven use of human growth hormone. The dirty little secret of professional sports and global Olympics is that many people are using HGH, sermorelin, and testosterone to get the advantage. In the past, like in the 80s and 90s, people were doing all kinds of crazy cocktail mixes of steroids and then dying later at a very young age, after having pushed their bodies to the bleeding edge. One only needs to look back in time to find the names and faces of these men and women on the internet. At the dawn of the 21st century, the internet would finally usher in the age where it would be theoretically possible for every person in the world to have access to all knowledge in the world. And so, as the secret got out about HRT, hormone replacement therapy, people became intrigued, rushing to doctors in every city and state in the United States, seeking out these remedies. However, most doctors themselves were just learning about these controversial medicines, piquing everyone's curiosity. Stem cell therapy, gene therapy, and hormone replacement therapy. The buzzwords people keep pounding into Google, Yahoo, and Bing, ravenously devouring everything they could possibly find out about it. Though the problem was that the breakthroughs were happening daily, weekly, and monthly, making it hard to keep up. Though stem cell therapy and gene therapy are having their kinks worked out in clinical trials, hormone replacement therapy utilizing HGH and testosterone has become very popular amongst baby boomers. Human growth hormone and HIV/AIDS. Human growth hormone provides real benefits apart from simple hormone restoration. Bioidentical human growth hormone is commonly prescribed for a condition known as AIDS-HIV-related wasting. One of the most dangerous symptoms of AIDS and HIV is that it can lead to severe muscle atrophy and the breakdown of the internal organs. Bioidentical HGH has been clinically proven to help prevent these debilitating symptoms, allowing patients to live longer and healthier lives. Human growth hormone beneficial for both men and women. Among patients over 35 years old, both men and women prescribed human growth hormone injections have experienced both reduced body fat and increased physical strength from HGH injections. Fat burning occurs primarily around the midsection, the toughest area of fat to control. Do not ask a legitimate doctor for HGH because you want it for bodybuilding. It is not legal, and you might lose your opportunity to get HGH for legitimate purposes. If you call us and tell us you want to use HGH for bodybuilding purposes, we will not be able to provide you with treatment. We ask you to please explore our entire website and read our terms of service and legal disclaimers. We hope you appreciate this article, and if you're interested in HGH or any other form of hormone replacement therapy, we encourage you to contact our medical clinic. Thank you very much.